I want you to open them to John chapter, the words of Jesus Christ. The message today is entitled, well, if I'm going to guess I'll have to give it a title for the sake of putting a label on the cassette. Compelled and driven by the Spirit. Compelled and driven by the Spirit, from the words of Jesus Christ in John the 4th chapter. I want you to read, and I want you to get your Bibles down and get right along with me. John the 4th chapter, I'm going to read the 34th verse, and then I'm going to back up and read several verses before it. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. I pray the Holy Ghost will grip your hearts and souls in this message today. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Now, I want to read a few scriptures before. In verse 27, upon this his disciples came and marveled that he had talked with a woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. Jesus Christ had one dedication. It began with a rugged experience. And it's recorded in Mark, the first chapter. Mark 1 and verse 12, after he was baptized by his cousin, John the Baptist, in the Jordan River, the scripture says, immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. He wasn't led tippy-toeing around. If you're going to be a hero for Jesus Christ, if you're going to be a more than conqueror, you got to be more than led by the Spirit. You've got to be driven by the Spirit. There's got to be something there that's outside and beyond yourself and myself, beyond our comprehension, beyond our ability to fathom, caught in the grip of divine persuasion and power. And Jesus was caught in the grip of divine persuasion and power when his baptism had been performed publicly. The Bible said the Holy Ghost came upon him, and immediately he was driven into the wilderness and was 40 days tempted of the devil. He was driven. A real man or woman of God must be more than led by the Spirit. I know a lot of folks God leads, but they don't do what he leads them to do. But if you're driven, you'll perform admirably the work of him that sent you, and you will persevere until you finish the job. Amen. See, Jesus was sent. And he said, I didn't come to do my will, but the will of him that sent me. And my meat, what I live on, what motivates me, where I get my calories and my proteins and my carbohydrates, comes from the meat of doing the will of him that sent me. That's the motivation. Lord, I've seen people eat big, thick steaks and seafood platters and all of that and get around like a frog that broke one leg. Lord, have mercy sakes. That's not what motivates a man or woman. If you're going to be motivated by the Spirit of God, you must be driven by the Spirit of God. Your meat must be, your motivating force, your inspiration must be the meat that is doing the will of him that called and sent you to do a job for his glory. And whenever you're caught in the grip of divine persuasion and power, the dogs, the cats, and everybody around the house and around the perimeter that you live, they know that there's something driving you outside and beyond the comprehension of the human mind. That's the Holy Ghost in his power to drive us. Compelled and driven by the Spirit. Every man of God in the Bible that has gone down in the pages of the historical records that God included in the Word of God have been driven and compelled by the Spirit of God. They weren't just led by the Spirit of God. You can be saved and be led by the Spirit of God, but you're not going to be a hero of faith unless you're driven by the Spirit. Amen. There's got to be something there that drives and compels and motivates outside of your job, outside of wanting a new home, outside of raising a family, outside of going fishing, outside of going on a honeymoon or something like that. You've got to be caught in the grip of divine power and persuasion. And that motivating power will set you aside and you'll live a life unlike the people around you. Samson, in the Old Testament, in the 13th chapter, the Bible ordained and called him even before his mother's womb. And the Holy Ghost sent an angel to set up the man, the woman, to be the parents of a deliverer that God was raising in Israel. And the angel sat beside the woman one day in the field and said, "Take heed to all that I speak unto you, and beware and do it all. Don't you come near any unclean thing. Don't you drink any wine or strong drink. Don't you touch anything dead. For this child is going to be a Nazarite from his birth to his death unto God." Samson had to live an extraordinary life. You can't live like an ordinary person and be extraordinary with God. There's too many ordinary people trying to act like that God called them to do something special. If God has called you to do something special for His glory, then God's going to give you a drive that you're caught in the grip and the power and persuasion of something outside your comprehension. As long as Samson lived like an extraordinary fella, he had extraordinary power and favor with God. But when he lived like an ordinary man, he told Delilah, a type of the world trying to steal that power and anointing and that motivation that drove him to be a deliverer of God's people. Finally, he looked at her and said, "If you will cut these 7 locks of my hair, I'll be like any ordinary man." God can't use ordinary men to do an extraordinary work for His glory. If you live an ordinary life, you'll be an ordinary person. If you have an ordinary experience with God, you'll be an ordinary Christian. But if you want to be a hero of faith, if you want to be a deliverer, if you want God to use your life to anoint it and make you a tower of strength among His people, you've got to be driven of the Spirit to make a dedication that will make your concentration total, that you're caught up in the vision and in the drive and in the message that God has sent you in. Jesus was sent with a message. In John, the 3rd chapter, the Bible says in John 3:34, "For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God." If God really anoints a man and sends a man and drives a man out to be on the front lines to speak as His oracle, to speak as His representative, that man is not going to speak like an old soothsayer and tickle the ears of God's people. He is going to speak with authority. He is going to speak God's word and tell God's people the whole truth about this life and the life which is to come. If God's called a man or a woman and has put His anointing upon them, they're going to speak the words of God. They're not going to get out here and speak out of both corners of their mouth to one crowd one thing, to one crowd another thing, and they become everything to everybody. That's not the way a man of God is identified. A man of God is identified by being a loner, that you can single out in the crowd. His voice is not an echo, but a voice that rises up and towers above the voices of many that are crying out for attention. He doesn't get their attention because they see Him. He gets attention because they hear the message of Him that sent Him.